Greg Ehrenberg here with Adam Schoen. The first NBA Injury Report video did was such a success that we're coming back. We're doing a second one. Looks like this is going to be a staple of the YouTube channel. Got a lot of good response and a lot of good feedback. We appreciate you guys, especially those of you who like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Even if you didn't do it yesterday, it's still time to do it today. We appreciate you. Sponsored by Yahoo, once again, the NBA Injury Report. Three-game slate tonight, so not quite as much stuff to break down. Certainly not as much as yesterday's crazy 10-game slate. But there are still some key pieces. And the first thing I want to aps you about, Adam, we've got Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis both returning to the Mavericks tonight after a missed game last time out. Now, what are you expecting from them in their return? And do you think Luka Doncic is a good pay-up option coming back?
So I haven't seen anything about them being likely to be limited. Neither one was out for a particularly long period of time. Porzingis was out longer than Luka, and he still played most recently on December 1st. So I'm expecting it to be pretty much status quo. You get, around 32 minutes, give or take, for Porzingis. You get around 36 minutes for Luka. And I think that should make both of them look like appealing plays. Not many payoff options on this slate with it only being a three-gamer. So I do think Luka looks good here. This game should be competitive. You could certainly see a nice back and forth between Luka, Harden, and Durant. And then we know that, so far, going back to last year, Luka's actually been more productive in games that Porzingis has played as well. He's been more efficient. It doesn't take a huge... He loses a little bit in terms of usage, makes up for it in assist percentage, and he's been more efficient. So I think Luka looks like the best pay-up option, assuming we don't get any news that he's limited.
Yeah, and it's funny you bring that up because it's something that always resonates with me. As I remember a show we did last year together, we had brought up that Luka's numbers are actually slightly worse when Porzingis is off the court. And to me, while it always sticks to me, it's always thinking, well, I'm rostering Luka anyway. So it's never been anything that's massively prevented me from getting to him. But with that said, you do bring up a good point that just because Porzingis is playing doesn't mean Luka isn't a good pay-up option. He's actually been better with Porzingis on the court alongside him. Now, one key player that's listed as questionable today, Jaylen Brown, who he's missed a bunch of time this year. They've been pretty cautious with him in terms of how they've handled his health. He's questionable to play. Now, if he is in, what are you expecting from him? If he's out, who benefits the most?
So if he's in, I think it's kind of difficult to know what to expect because it would seem relatively likely that he's somewhat limited. They've said that they're not bringing him back until he's 100%. So on the one hand, I guess you could say that when he comes back, you can expect full minutes. But on the other hand, to me, it sounds like they're just going to be really cautious. And even when he comes back after a layoff, there's a pretty good chance that he's somewhat limited. So I think it makes it really risky to go to much of anything from Boston if he comes back, especially on DraftKings. On FanDuel, Brown is 7K. So there's some appeal in getting to him there and hoping you get 30 or 32 minutes. But assuming he's going to play something like 30 or 32 minutes on DraftKings, it kind of just puts you in like a no-win situation because it's going to take opportunities away from guys like Jason Tatum, Dennis Schroeder, Marcus Smart, Josh Richardson, but it's also not likely that Brown does enough at his salary to have success. So if he's in, it just kind of makes everything look pretty mediocre. If he's out, we actually have some decent pricing on the Celtics here, even though he has been out for a while. Jason Tatum's only 9,400 on DraftKings. He looks better if Brown is out. Josh Richardson has a path to more minutes. Dennis Schroeder has a path to more minutes. So it really opens up a lot for the Celtics against the fast-paced Lakers team.
Yeah, I love it. And this injury report sponsored by Yahoo. If you guys are new to Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports, do me a favor, but also do yourself a favor. Sign up via the link in the description box below. Head on over to Yahoo, make a deposit, enter a contest. You get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. That's all you have to do. It's a really good value. And there you'll find all the tools you need. Not only win on Yahoo, we've also got all our projections, ownership projection, all that for FanDuel and DraftKings. So cover all of your DFS needs. So really good deal right there to be taking advantage of. All right, one final guy to look at here. Once again, three-game slate, so not a massive amount of news. But Devin Vassell was ruled out slightly before we started the show. And, most slates, Devin Vassell being ruled out, it would kind of be like a who cares. But it's a three-game slate, so I actually do think this makes some of the cheaper wings potentially interesting on the Spurs. Do any of them stand out to you?
Yeah, I think so too. Lonnie Walker in particular is the most appealing. He hasn't played as many minutes in a lot of games recently as I would hope or expect, but the opportunities are still there for him, and he's not a bad per minute fantasy producer. He's close to minimum salary. He's averaged about 0.88 DraftKings points per minute this year, and his range of playing time really goes from like 18 minutes to 28 or 30 minutes here with Vassell out. So I think that he's risky, but even if you were to play 18 to 20 minutes, he probably gives you a decent score for his salary on a three-game slate. If he does happen to play well and get more minutes, then it looks even better. Outside of him, there's some riskier dart throws you can go to. Bryn Forbes played 24 minutes last game. He typically doesn't do a whole lot when he's on the floor anyway, and those minutes certainly aren't guaranteed, but it's a three-game slate. Thaddeus Young has kind of been in and out of the rotation. He played the first half last game, didn't play the second half as Drew Eubanks played. He's cheap. If he somehow gets 16 minutes, you could see value there as well. But there's no guarantee he gets those, since basically he's just been the backup center, and that could also be Eubanks. I don't think that he's someone that necessarily benefits from Vassell because he hasn't been playing minutes on the wing.
Yeah, and also keep in mind, guys, three-game slate. So this isn't a situation where you need every cheap player you roster to have some kind of big game. It's all going to be relative to the slate, and at least as of now, not a mass amount of value available, but there could be more that opens up later in the day. So like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We've got the deeper dive. We've got live before lock later. That's all stuff that's going to parse out any of the more updated information from later in the day. Thank you guys very much for watching and supporting this new content that Adam and I are doing, because it looks like it's going to be something that's here to stay.